The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Last week in the podcast, or one of my podcasts, I was talking about the song from Michael Johnson called Bluer Than Blue. It was a hit record back in 1978. And after I did the podcast, I got to wondering, where exactly did it go on the charts? I had assumed for years it was a number one hit record. I've heard it, I want to say consistently since 1978, but I went back and looked and found out it only peaked at number 14 on the charts. One of my favorite stories from the country music era, you know Lee Greenwood, the guy who gave us God Bless the USA, and I remember that the song never went to number one. So I look back on that, and I've told people this story before. On one of the country music charts, it only peaked at number 11, and on the other chart, it peaked at number 7. So here's the biggest hit in this man's life, and he had a bunch of number one hits, but the one he's best known for was never a number one song. There are lots of songs like that. If you remember the old MTV era, a lot of those songs never went to number one either, although we've been listening to them ever since. The myth of a number one record. It's great on paper, you get a beautiful plaque for it, but it doesn't always mean something. Like Bluer Than Blue from Michael Johnson, which didn't even get close to there.